你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。To demonstrate your English ability and charm， 今天我们首先来做一段听力的测试，看你能够听懂多少，然后我们进行详尽的分解所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。Here we go, listen up. If you have to prove your honesty to somebody, chances are you've already lost the battle. When you have to prove something, it usually means you're not capable of doing it.When you know who you are and what you stand for, trying to impress others is irrelevant. Leave the proving to those who feel it's necessary. Okay, great. Let's take a look. 我们来看所有听力的跟口语的一些秘诀。红色字体在这段话当中属于非实义词汇，不被强调，而且它还有很多的一些弱化现象。我们来看一下。If you have to prove your honesty to somebody, 如果你要向别人证明你个人的诚信，来看一下。红色字体不被强调 ，have 跟 to 在口语化当中经常有弱化现象，可以说成，你可以说 have to， 你可以说成 have to，v 变成 f，to 变成 t，have to，have to，you 可以变成 you，if you have to。目的所有的一切就是为了加强速度 ，OK， 说话更加的 smoothly， 降调读 ，if you have to，you have to prove your honesty，your 可以说成 your 加个 er， 叫 your，prove your。Prove your honesty to somebody. 我知道这个单词可以读成 somebody. 有时候太多人很懒，直接可以读成 somebody. To 可以说成 t 加个 a to somebody. 轻轻点一下，来看一下慢速版本。If you have to prove your honesty to somebody, 把红色字体加快一点速度。If you have to prove your honesty to somebody.听力的时候听核心词汇，不是每一个细节。再来一遍 ，If you have to prove your honesty to somebody, chances are 意思是可能是这样子，有可能这样。chances 跟 are 有一个零，are 在口语化当中不被强调，弱化成 are。chances are 有可能。You've already lost the battle， 你已经在这个战役当中已经失败了。You've 降调读。又是他也 you've already 没有必要说那么字正腔圆，因为它非实义词汇。You've already lost the battle. Battle T 跟 L 在美式发音发成 D 跟 L 叫 battle， 就那样听懂。我们看下面一句 ，When you have to prove something， when you have to 降调读，刚刚有讲过 have to 说成 have to， 当然你可以说成 have to， OK， have V 发出来也是可以，没有对错。降调读 ，When you have to prove something。Something 这是一个后鼻音 something， 但是一般来说有两种方式，第一种是 something 发成前鼻音，还有一种把 thing 说成 thing， something something prove something， 这样子的话比较的省力一点，所以变成 when you have to prove something， when you have to prove something， OK， 鼻音轻轻出来一点点。 when 当你想证明一些事情的时候， it usually means you are not capable of doing it。 Be capable of指的是你比较胜任，你比较有这方的能力，那通常意味着你就 not capable of doing it， 你就没有这方面的能力，或者你不太胜任这方面的一些工作。 See that？ 来看一下 it 不被强调，降调来发 it usually means you are 说成 your， you 说成 your， 二说成 are 叫 your 点一下 you're not capable of doing it。 capable 跟 of有连音，也可以不连音。连音的方式，那个 L 发两次，叫 capable of。不连音就说成 capable of。Doing 跟 it，doing 可以说成前鼻音 ，doing 也可以说成 doing。OK， 两种方式都可以。跟 it 可以有一个连音，把 G 去掉，前面的 n 跟后面的 e 形成个连音，叫 doing it 或 doing it 都可以。来看一下 ，it usually means you're 点一下 you're not capable of doing it。或许你就不太胜任这方面的工作了。It usually means you're not capable of doing it. When you know who you are, when you 降调读，知道自己是谁。When you know who you are, and what you 降调读 and what you stand for. 而且自己代表的是什么 ,stand for, okay, 所代表的是什么。Trying to impress others is irrelevant.Impress others 指的是给别人留下深刻的印象，尝试着给别人留下深刻的印象，这是不相关的一件事情。Irrelevant 这个单词 irrelevant， to 说成 to 变成 trying to. Trying to impress others is irrelevant. Leave the proving, 把证明留给那些 to those who feel it's necessary, 认为有必要的人吧。看一下 to 说成 to, to those, 用降调读 to those who feel it's necessary. Feel 跟 it's 有一个零 feel, L 只发一次叫 feel it's necessary.OK, 我们把整一段慢速版本朗读一下 Here we go. If you had to prove your honesty to somebody, chances are you've already lost the battle. When you have to prove something, it usually means you're not capable of doing it. When you know who you are and what you stand for, trying to impress others is irrelevant.Leave the proving to those who feel it's necessary. 加一点速度，各位来抬头，看能不能听懂。If you have to prove your honesty to somebody, chances are you've already lost the battle. When you have to prove something, it usually means you're not capable of doing it. When you know who you are and what you stand for, trying to impress others is irrelevant. Leave the proving to those who feel it's necessary.OK, great, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括发音、连留音、云语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利，看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费在线的食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ, 1048-940327,当你加这个个人 QQ, 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你一加立刻会收到 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的进行纠音。 See you next time!